Proclamation number 6566 of 8th of June, 1956. God's permission. Protection against evil. All powers of heaven and earth are subject to me and must bow to my will. And thus I also often use the forces of darkness, that is, I permit their evil will and activity, but always create opportunities for the people affected by this activity to mature their souls. Hence, what is thought out and carried out in evil will can nevertheless bring spiritual success, and then my adversary will also still have served me despite his adverse intention. This is why the world can be as bad as it is in the last days before the end. Souls can nevertheless find their way to me precisely because of it, providing they are of good will. Otherwise the ruler of darkness will gain these souls, as is his plan. The world of light serves me consciously, but the dark world serves me against its will. But my will rules and no being can resist my will. Yet I only penetrate with my will when I can save or protect, when I want to provide those who trust me with proof of my love and might and wisdom. Then even those dark forces must bow to my will. Otherwise I will not restrict their activity either, and by virtue of their will they can also act completely wrongly and badly without being prevented by me. Then I will allow what proves their wickedness even though it contradicts my will completely. But no person needs fear attacks from the dark world as long as he entrusts himself to me with complete faith. My adversary or his helper will never dare to approach a person who is standing close to me, who has taken refuge in my arms and approached me for protection. And this is what all of you humans can truly do. You can unite with me daily and hourly in thought and always ask me for protection against everything dishonest, against all evil which wants to harass you. And you have already warded off your enemies with this prayer, for they must withdraw as soon as you take refuge with me, as soon as you allow my presence through your supplications, for I am with every person who calls upon me in spirit and in truth. The call of my name is sufficient, yet it must be spoken with heartfelt sincerity. For I do not hear empty words which are only spoken by the mouth, I keep my ear close to them. And so that you can call sincerely to me you only have to muster the will to be children of your Father in heaven, you only ever must see me as your Father, and you'll also be able to speak to the Father like children and beseech for his protection in every distress of body and soul. And then you will be immune to everything the evil forces undertake on behalf of their Lord. For although I let them have their freedom, they will nevertheless not abuse their freedom on you but choose other victims who, however, can also turn to me if they do not want to succumb. I am above everything, and whatever happens I know about it and will know how to direct everything in that way that the effects can always serve the souls to mature, be it that the soul itself resists them and thereby matures, or also that it takes refuge with me and through the intimate bond with me takes the path of ascent. Amen.